Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Weekend box office is just out, and this movie, Don't Breathe, continues to have huge box office numbers. No one expected this movie to do as well as it has. This is the scary movie that stars Stephen Lang. He's the blind guy, lives in his home. Three intruders break into the house. He cuts the power, so it's dark, and now everybody can't see. And, you know, he wants to see how these three intruders are going to fare in the darkness. It will take in $14 million for the weekend, making it the number one movie of the weekend. Suicide Squad winds up being number two. It's like the fifth week in a row that Suicide Squad has been either number one or number two. Pete's Dragon winds up in the number three spot. The charming animated film Kubo and the Two Strings takes the number four spot. And the other charming animated film, The Sausage Party, is hanging in there as well, if you'll excuse the expression, is the number five movie for the week. So there's some pretty good movies still in the top 10. Hell or High Water, which I will argue is still one of the best movies of the year, is in the top 10 right now. Jason Bourne is still in the top 10. This movie didn't even make the top 10 because it was only released in a tiny handful of theaters. But this John Krasinski movie that's called The Hollers is really a delightful, I guess I would have to call it a dramedy. I hate putting a label on it like that. But it's a story about a family, this very, very dysfunctional family that's kind of brought together when it's discovered that the mother in the family has a brain tumor. She's in the hospital. She's about to get the brain tumor taken off. So even, of course, everybody rallies around mom. Everyone, you know, comes together, this dysfunctional family, and it kind of brings out the weirdness of everybody in this family dealing with this tragedy, which is touching and thoughtful. It leaves you with a sense of mortality when you leave this movie. It leaves you with a sense of, you know, despite the weirdness, I think anyone can relate to this in a family setting, despite the weirdness, the family love that's there no matter what is part of this movie. But at the same time, it's a pretty funny movie. John Krasinski not only stars in it, he directs the movie, makes his directorial debut in this film. You want to see a masterclass in acting. Margot Martindale and Richard Jenkins play the mother and father, and they are absolutely amazing. Charlton Copley, who is a South African actor, plays the other brother. There are two brothers, Krasinski and Copley, and they're great. But also, you get Josh Groban in this movie acting. Big surprise. Does a good job, too, I might add. Charlie Day from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is really good in this movie. And Mary Kay Place and Anna Kendrick, really nice ensemble, really nice movie. Despite the fact that it didn't make the top 10, it's worth seeking out. So I gave it a Dean's List B+. I really liked that one. The movie that we're going to be talking about next weekend is Sully. This is the movie about Captain Sullenberger, who you've probably seen on the news, the amazing U.S. Airways, now former pilot, he's retired, who made an emergency landing on the Hudson River when his plane was struck by a flock of geese. Had to make an emergency landing and saved the lives of every single human being that was on that plane. 155 people's lives were saved because of the split-second decision-making of Sully, who was played by Tom Hanks in the movie. The reason I wasn't here last weekend is because I was in L.A. Talking to the cast, and just at the last minute was granted an interview with Clint Eastwood, the director of the movie. Does a phenomenal job. This movie is great, by the way. I'll tell you right now, Dean's List A. I'll tell you a lot more about the specifics of the movie, but it's really good. It's really well done. It's really well acted. It's an amazing story of the real Sully, who I also got to talk to last week. We're going to share that interview with you next week on the WGN TV Morning News, and then the full interview next Sunday here. But I can't say enough good stuff about this movie. And I was kind of a surprise that I was going to talk to Clint Eastwood. Wasn't supposed to. Happened literally at the last second. I didn't have one thing prepared. But I think we still got a really nice interview with him. It was very nice of him to agree to sit down with us. He only did a handful of interviews, and you will hear that interview when we come back.
I know what you're thinking, Bunk. You're thinking, did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Now, to tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and will blow your head clean off, you gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
So many memories from Clint Eastwood. So many of the greatest movies of all time. Say what you will about Clint Eastwood and his politics. I've heard a lot about that this week on social media. How dare I talk to Clint Eastwood because he is he's pretty ultra-conservative. I probably couldn't be more far apart from him politically, but guess what? We didn't talk about politics. We talked about movies. We talked about Chicago. We talked about this amazing movie that he's directed now, Sully. There's no denying that Clint Eastwood is one of the greatest actors and one of the greatest filmmakers of all time. That's no exaggeration. He's won 4 Academy Awards. He's appeared in and directed some of the greatest movies, in my opinion, of all time. I have nothing but respect for his, for his movie making. Politics, that's a whole another thing, and we're not even going to get into that today. But it was, I got to say, a real honor to be able to sit and talk with him. He was, while the cameras were off, couldn't have been nicer, couldn't have been more funny, more self-effacing, more down to earth. Like talking to an old friend, really. Couldn't have been greater, but I had even more admiration for him because I had just seen the movie Sully shortly before our conversation. And it's a spectacular movie. I mean, this is a big, huge story. You think you know the Sully story, that, you know, that this Captain Sullenberger, the hero who makes this emergency landing on water, split-second decision, saving the lives of everyone in the Hudson River. But there's so much more to the story. As it turns out, there was quite a National Transportation Safety Board investigation trying to lay the blame of this whole thing. Did Sully really make the right decisions? I mean, that's really what this movie is about, what Sully really went through. And Tom Hanks does a great job. The whole supporting cast, Aaron Eckhart, Laura Linney, all do a tremendous job in telling the story. But this, watching this movie is it's so interesting because here you see what a great director Clint Eastwood is. He has got this huge story, huge stars, nothing but, exciting action. And he tells the story in such an intriguing, insightful, exciting way, a story for which you already know the ending. You know how it turns out. But he keeps you excited the whole way with all of this and tells it in such a dignified, restrained way. So one of the things I wondered from him was how intentional that restrained approach really was.
I think everything is intentional, but sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But it's an interesting story to tell. I've done a lot of different movies, but never one quite this in this exact vein. So that made it interesting for me. And I think Sully is an interesting character, and it's an event that was very important to New York City, especially at that particular time, 7 years ago, when it was post 9/11, and other series of incidents, including the economy sliding quite a bit, that made people gravitate towards this thing when it was just a news thing in the news.
What was it that you were trying to tell in the story that didn't make all the headlines? Because I think there are some really interesting things in this movie that
people who think they know the story are going to find out they didn't really know the story.
Well, yeah, I felt that when I first read the script. I thought I knew the story, and then I realized I didn't. But that it wasn't as just a pushover for Captain Sullenberger, that he was accepted as a hero. He was accepted as a hero with the press and with the populace in New York, but there were there were people, as with any accident, there's always somebody who's trying to uncover it and make sure everything was done properly. And the National Transportation Safety Board was very inquisitive. I think they had, and he finally had to prove himself there that his decision was the correct one.
What do you think that Tom Hanks brings to this? That other, you could have found 20 other, you know, pretty good actors to play this, but
Tom was my first suggestion, my first choice, and the first time I met Sully, I said, "What do you think of Tom Hanks playing you?" It turns out that Tom is the exact same age now as Sully was then, 7 years ago. Wow. And so everything pretty much fell in. The stars were kind of aligning. And but I think Tom captures they don't look exactly alike, but they have captures a lot of his mannerisms, yeah, et cetera.
And that sort of sense of decency and truth, and you know, like the, yeah, all these things that we know and love Tom Hanks for.
Right. Yeah, well, he does that, and Sully is that, and so that's, yeah, that's kind of why they're, yeah, it was meant to be.
Seemed right. You know what else was great? As I'm sitting down here, here's Clint Eastwood, one of the most legendary actors and directors of all time, singing the Chicago Blues for me to make me feel at home when I walked,
yeah,
in the room.
Well,
I appreciate
it. A man's got to know his limitations, so he's not going to be singing too much longer.
You like Chicago, though, is it?
Yeah, I like Chicago.
You enjoy it?
Yeah, I've been there many times. I went there. I think the first time I went there, I went there to be interviewed by Roger Ebert, and this was back when we were both very young. It's quite a few years ago, and I wasn't directing at that time. I was just an actor, but I just directed my first film, Play Misty for Me, and Roger liked it. So anyway, we're doing a thing, and we ended up drinking too much beer in an Irish saloon there, and but it was very enjoyable, and to get to know Chicago.
Yeah, there was a time, I can only imagine. Can you imagine what that would be like? You walk into a bar someplace, and sitting there is Clint Eastwood and Roger Ebert. Wow. There was a time when that was, that's how you did business in the entertainment biz. These days, you know, the formal interviews like we do with them. And we appreciate sitting down and talking with them. A Tuesday morning on the WGN-TV Morning News, some excerpts from my interview with the real Sully. Fantastic interview. We'll have that Tuesday morning on television. We'll play the whole thing back for you next Sunday morning here on WGN.